College athletes can now accept pay for the commercial use of their name, image, and likeness, and still retain their NCAA eligibility. The practice created significant changes on the college sports landscape, and they are far from over. 27 states have cleared the way for similar arrangements for high school athletes who could make money while still competing for their hometown teams. Is Arkansas about to join those states making NIL available to high school athletes? We're going to talk about that today on the Know the News podcast. Hi, my name's Rusty Turner. I'm the editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm the host for the Know the News podcast. Our sports staff, along with the staff of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette in Little Rock, are working on a package of stories for this weekend's editions about efforts to allow Arkansas high school athletes to accept NIL money and maintain their eligibility to play. Currently, players who accept that kind of compensation would not be able to compete in Arkansas high school athletics. I've got some guests today to talk about NIL for high school athletes. One of them is Chip Souza. He's the sports editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he's working on this package of stories we mentioned earlier. Hi, Chip. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also with me today is Leland Barclay. He's a correspondent for the River Valley Democrat Gazette, our publication down in Fort Smith, and he is one of the foremost experts on high school sports in Arkansas. Hi, Leland.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
And I also have with us today State Representative R.J. Hawk. He's from Bryant, I believe. He represents District 81, and he is the sponsor of a bill, HB 1679, that would have cleared the way for NIL payments to Arkansas high school athletes. Welcome, Representative Hawk. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and talking high school sports is one of my passions, so I enjoy being here.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about 1679 and where it is now. First, what would the provisions of 1679, what would they have done?
Well, so basically what we did was at the beginning of the session, there were some legislators that were talking about how we needed to go about NIL rights at the high school level. For anybody that's kept up with NIL at the college level, you've seen over the last, 6 to 8 months, there's been, I believe, 22 states right now that have either started to try to pass legislation or have already passed legislation for high school athletes. And so when I got into this session, with my background being in high school athletics, they brought me in and said, okay, what do we need to do? We had the Arkansas Activities Association, we had all the major colleges in Arkansas, we had the NCAA, and we all got in a room and started talking. And quickly we realized that there were a multitude of things that we could do for NIL in high school, at the high school level. After about 2 months of talking and trying to figure out what would be best for our state, I talked with the Speaker of the House, and you know, he was originally the one that passed the NIL for college in the state last session, and talked with him, and I said, hey, why don't we send this thing to interim study? That way, over the next 14 months, we can get all the players at the table, including coaches, administrators, and people that are actually going to be involved with this day-to-day, and let's get their opinion and find out what they want to do. And so what this interim study is going to allow for us to do is it's going to say, over the next 14 months, the Senate Ed Committee and the Senate House Committee, along with myself and others that we'd like to bring to the table, can give their input, and it gives us a full year and a half, essentially, to be able to come up with what the language needs to be for Arkansas. You know, I don't know if you guys keep up with much with other states, but a popular opinion right now is what Texas is proposing. And that is to do NIL at the high school level, but the only way that you would be eligible for NIL would be you have to be 18 years or older.
Right.
That's been brought up quite a bit during our talks. And you know, frankly, I think that, you know, a lot of people, you're considered going into adulthood at 18 years old, and that might work. I would like to see the numbers of how many kids are actually 18 at the high school level. And so, excuse me, so how many people is this going to affect? So that's really what the study is going to be all about.
Okay. And when we talk about NIL for high school students, we're talking about their ability to use their name, their image, their likeness, to be a commercial spokesman, to represent a commercial, be paid to represent a commercial company, that sort of thing. So to benefit from their name, image, and likeness, right?
100%. You know, yeah. Right now in the state of Arkansas, a kid can work. You know, I think that's the misconception that a lot of people get is that if you're playing athletics, you can't get a job. And the reality of it is, I mean, I know all of us, we played a sport or were involved in extracurriculars. And growing up, we had a job, right? And kids can still do that. But I think furthermore, with social media being what it is, kids are creating brands. They are doing something that, you know, the four of us never did, really. And so they're creating their own little brand through social media. And so they want to grow that brand based off what they're good at. And at this stage in their life, they're, you know, a lot of these kids are good at athletics, and it's going to allow for that some more. And it was brought up to me a couple of weeks ago that at some of these tournaments they go to, you may have an offsite vendor that is selling a poster to fans that says, hey, go whatever school, and it might have the kid's number or the name on there, and that vendor's making money off of that poster with the kid's name. And all we're saying is that if you are going to do that as a third party, that you're going to have to give a cut to the kids that you're using their name for.
Yep. Yeah. So, and to be clear, this doesn't clear the way for, and I'll use an extreme example, but this doesn't clear the way for a prodigy tennis player who's made money on the pro circuit but's only 15 to go compete in high school tennis. This is just being paid for name, image, and likeness use, right?
100%. Yeah, and you know, that's why one thing the interim study is going to be good, because rather than myself or any other legislator coming up with some language within, you know, a couple week or a month period, I told everybody involved, I said, I want to get this right. And, you know, we've heard horror stories of what it's like at the college level. And I said, if we're going to do this, we need to make sure we get it right. I want to get all the players involved so that everybody, when we release this thing, everybody's going to be happy. And you can't make 100% people happy, but if I can get enough people in the room that do this on a day-to-day basis, not so much the NIL, but the interaction with the kids, what do we need to look at with other states and how and what's working with them? And you know, one thing about the study that's going to be good is that some of these new states that surround us, like Tennessee, they enacted NIL at the high school level, and it gives us 16 months to be able to say, what has worked for them, what hasn't worked for them, and we can use those states as an example and kind of a testing period to see what it's looking like.
Yeah. So the provisions that were in your original bill, since it's been referred to interim study, the whatever comes out of that might look completely different than what was originally proposed. Is that correct?
Might look completely different. You know, well, originally we were kind of looking at starting it at the beginning of their senior year, and putting safeguards in place to where they could only enter into an agreement as long as the parent signed off on it, and putting more parental safeguards in place so that they could, the parent would be involved the entire time. And when we had that originally, after talks with the AAA I've got a lot of coaches that I've talked to over the years, and there was just a lot of concern with that. And so that ultimately it came down to, let's just pump the brakes. We know it's coming, because whether we were to file legislation now or in 16 months, NIL at the high school level is going to happen. And it's whether I do it or somebody else does it, it's going to happen. Or if a kid, like what happened at the college level, decides to say, you know what, let's take this to court and make it legal, like you saw in the O'Bannon case,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he says, you know what, I don't want to wait on the legislature to tell me if I can do this. I'm just going to go to court and let the judges tell me. Mm-hmm. We don't want that. We want to make sure that whatever policy we put in place from the legislature is going to be good, and it's going to benefit kids in Arkansas.
Okay. All right. Chip or Leland, do you have any questions for Representative Hawk? I know he's busy. He's got some things to do. So either of you got something for him?
RJ, this is Chip. The only question I have is how involved is the Arkansas Activities Association going to be in this study? Because you've got two completely different entities here in the legislature and the Arkansas Activities Association, which is it's the governing body of the state of Arkansas and its athletes and determining whether they're eligible or not eligible. So you're going to have, you know, some kind of, you know, joint effort here so that, you know, you don't have one set of rules and they have a completely set of, a different set of rules.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And, you know, ultimately, like what we've seen in other states, some states like Louisiana and others have passed legislation that says the governing body shall enforce the rules set by the legislature, and so it didn't give them a choice. I didn't want to put those rules in place. So to answer your question, I've talked with Lance Taylor quite a bit on this, and they're going to be very involved in the study. They have committed to being at the meetings, especially during when their board of directors comes together this summer. We're going to bring it up there as well, and they're committed to being very involved. They also understand that this is not going away. Either we figure out something now in the interim, or they're going to get left behind, and something's going to be done without their consent. So, the AAA is going to be very involved in the process.
Good deal.
And we've heard to Lance Taylor. He's the executive director of the Arkansas Activities
Correct.
Association.
All Correct. Right.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. Leland, anything for any questions for RJ?
No, I talked to him at length about it in Hot Springs, and it was an interesting conversation. And well, RJ and Lance Taylor, they're all on top of this.
Yeah. All right.
Now, RJ, you know the money these kids going to make on NIL, they're going to make a little bit more than you made baling hay in Athens, Texas. I will tell you that.
yeah. No, I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing the way that we all grew up. You know, we grew up, and if you were able to go make $100, you know, sweeping a driveway or baling hay, doing whatever, you thought, boy, it was a heck of a day. And these kids, life has changed a little bit for a 17, 18-year-old kid. And look, at the end of the day, I wish I wasn't the one having to go and bring this forth. But like I said, and I keep saying it, the reality of it is, whether we want it or not, it's coming. And so we wanted to get it right, make sure that our kids are protected, and we've got a good piece of legislation in the state to protect those kids.
Good deal.
All right. Well, Representative Hawk, I know you're busy, so thanks very much for making some time for us today and talking about this. And I very much appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Anytime, I'd love to come on again.
All right. Thank you. That was Representative RJ Hawk. Represents District 81 in the Arkansas House of Representatives. So we're still here with both Chip and Leland, and we're going to talk about this just a little bit more. So Chip, what are your impressions of what RJ had to say?
Well, Rusty, one thing that he, you know, that I think this, you know, what we're looking at is they're taking their time on this, and they need to take their time on this because it's a landmark thing in this state and all these other states that are doing this, and so you want to make sure that you have it right. You want to make sure that, you know, that it's fair. Mm-hmm. For everyone, and so that's what they're doing. They're not, you know, they're not just going to throw this thing out there and then, you know, in 2 or 3 months, you know, make changes, and then 2 or 3 months make more, you know, whatever. They're taking their time out. So that's a good thing. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. Also, other good thing is that they're including the Activities Association in this because, like Leland and I were talking about this not long ago, you know, the legislature could pass as many laws as they want to saying you could do this or do this. The Activities Association doesn't have to abide by that. They have their own separate entity, which is governed by every state, I mean, every school in this state. Mm-hmm. So 350 or 60 schools in this state, they all have a vote in the Activities Association on what rules are passed and what they're not. So, Russ, you've covered sports in this state, and how many times have you heard people say, well, that AAA did this and did that?
Yeah.
Well, the AAA doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
The members of the AAA are the ones who enact the rules and whatever and that kind of thing. So all of the schools in the state will have to at some point look at this, and they'll have to decide whether how they want to do the NIL. So it could look a little bit, you know, even different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think the state legislature there has a little bit of authority. They swing a pretty big stick when it comes to the laws in the state. But that's probably a good thing that they're all going to sit down,
yes,
you know, on
absolutely
the interim and have a conversation about,
yeah,
it. Leland, you have any thoughts about that?
Well, the AAA is going to go by whatever the legislation ends up doing and the rules and things they put in place, because the AAA is going to be involved with the process throughout. So it's going to be a joint effort, Representative Hawk said, school administrators are going to be involved, coaches are going to be involved, because one thing out of this NIL, which is, like you said, name, image, and likeness, which the Supreme Court ruled that right, the publicity rights to a person's name, image, and likeness does belong to them.
To the person, yeah.
And so,
yeah,
yes, to the person. So it's already law. So it's just, it's a matter of what's coming and how to govern it. Because the other thing is, the very basis of this is money is involved.
Yeah.
And that sometimes brings out the worst in people. So
yeah,
that's why it's having to be put into place, is a means to govern it and try to make it fair to the student athletes of Arkansas, and really the student athletes all over the nation.
Yeah.
So, because like you said, now I've seen 27 states have something already. Other places I've seen 22, it's coming to everybody, and it's just a matter of sooner or later.
Yeah. Something we also want to make sure that we're clear about is this is a study that's going to take 14 months to do. So after the study is completed, then at that point, they would decide if they're going to put this before a vote of the Arkansas House, mm-hmm, then a vote before the Arkansas Senate, then the governor would have to sign off on it. That's the way the bill would progress, right?
And none of that could happen until January of 2025.
There you go. So it's 2 years.
Yeah.
This is a two-year process. So you can look at it like this. There's no student athlete in high school right now that's going to benefit from NIL.
Yeah. And that was
probably,
and that is one of my questions.
Yeah.
I think it's prudent to take for the players to take their time.
Well, they're players.
The leaders in this effort should take their time and make sure they get something right. You know, the downside is for those students who are in school right now and are going to have to, you know, forego this opportunity.
Right.
I suppose that if a, and I'll use another extreme example, a high school football player in Arkansas who turns 18 after his football season's over and doesn't plan to play another sport, I suppose he could do anything he wants, and
sure,
and he might lose his eligibility, but it won't matter because he's done competing.
He's exhausted that anyway.
Yeah. And we already know it won't affect his college eligibility.
Right.
So,
so Leland and I also, Rusty, were talking about this. There's a couple of things here. You could see some players leave Arkansas. You could see some high school players leave Arkansas for another neighboring state that allows, you know, NIL. You could see that happen. It could happen.
Yeah.
For example, we have a couple of examples. Quinn Ewers at South Lake Carroll left South Lake Carroll High School before
South Lake Carroll, Texas. Yeah,
he left there because he was able to have earned enough credits to have graduated, earned his diploma, and he left to go to Ohio State University to make millions in NIL money. Now that was not high school NIL money; that was collegiate NIL money. Well, as a parent with a son who's a quarterback like that. That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
That's generational-changing money.
Yeah.
So, you'd have to look at it as a parent and go, we love South Lake Carroll.
Yeah.
But
right.
This is not only generational for Quinn Ewers. This is generational for Quinn Ewers' kids and maybe their kids.
Right.
So, you're going to have that, I think. I don't think it'll be, mass exodus, but I think you could see some kids do that.
If they saw an opportunity in, say, Tennessee, which has already passed this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and also look at it from the point of view that, okay, let's say There's 200 football playing schools in the state of Arkansas, an average roster of 40, you know, give or take. So let's say that there are 8,000 high school football players in the state of Arkansas. Let's say that there are another 5,000 that play basketball throughout the state, boys and girls. So there are about 13,000, let's say, student athletes in the state of Arkansas playing high school football, girls basketball, or boys basketball.
Right.
1% or 1% of that would be 130 students. I don't think it's even going to affect 130, even 1%. This is going to be something that affects less than 1% of the high school student athletes in the state of Arkansas.
Right. And you know, that
you know
is,
there are not very many Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and that's a very valid point. At the same time, you know, our towns in Arkansas live and die by the high school on Friday nights during the fall with the high school football team.
Sure.
It is of great interest to lots and lots of people, and it's also for those 130 students. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So. It is, no doubt.
Right, but if you go back and look at the number of in-state high school football players that signed to play with the University of Arkansas, it's on an average of what? From Arkansas, maybe eight?
Maybe eight, six to eight a year.
Maybe, yeah, six to eight, maybe 10 on a really, really, really good year of in-state players that are good enough to play for the Arkansas Razorbacks, that are good enough to play in the SEC, the nation's top level of collegiate athletics, collegiate football. Well, those are probably the only ones that are going to see money.
Yeah.
Players
well,
like that
yeah.
that are going to see NIL money.
Well, you know, there's another aspect to this too, and we've seen some examples of it locally and just around the country. You know, one of the top NIL earners at the University of Arkansas is a women's soccer player.
Correct.
Who's a social media influencer, has hundreds of thousands of followers on social media and you know, makes a significant amount of money because of her status, and you know, part of that is her status as a college athlete, but
right.
but it's also her interest in fashion and music and the other things that she takes care of. There's a gymnast, and I wish I could think of her name.
At LSU?
At LSU.
Yeah.
You know, the University of Arkansas hosted LSU in a gymnastics meet at Barnhill Arena here. It sold out, and, you know, University of Arkansas folks would love to say that it sold out because they were there to cheer on the Razorbacks, but there are an awful lot of people there to see her because she's a social media influencer and has millions of followers on social media and makes a ton of money outside of her high school. So we're, you know, that kind of thing could definitely filter down into high schools.
Yeah.
If there are high school kids who have that kind of social media reach, they're going to have enormous opportunities to make money at a very young age.
Yeah, no question. There's no question. So this weekend's Democrat Gazette, Northwest Arkansas, and the statewide Democrat Gazette will have a package of stories.
And it will also be in the River Valley.
And also be in the River Valley Democrat Gazette. It's going to have a package of stories that will talk about the bill that's been introduced by R.J. Hawk in the legislature, that's the bill that's calling for a 14-month study to look at NIL and the ways that Arkansas student athletes can benefit from it. It's going to be a multi-part package. That will be one story. The other story, Leland has interviewed a couple of different people who have strong opinions about the NIL. And one of those is Byron Jenkins, who is involved in the Arkansas ranking system, a basketball ranking system, and he's got some strong thoughts about NIL. The other is Adam Archer, who's the father of Kane Archer in Greenwood, who is a rising sophomore football player who's already received multiple Division I offers and would be certainly a benefactor of NIL if it were in place now. So that's one story. And then we're going to have another story where we're going to talk to some other athletes from across the state, including Walker White at Little Rock Christian and some other players, big-time players who, you know, that NIL could also benefit. So it's going to be a good package. Leland and Sam Lane at the Little Rock Democrat Gazette are working together on this. And Leland was able to have a sit down with Lance Taylor, the Arkansas mm-hmm. Activities Association director, executive director, and with RJ. So we're really promoting this package. We think it's going to be a good package, a good informed package. Thought we had an idea in place on where this was going to go, and then yesterday it kind of changed with the bill being pulled back and then reintroduced. So we got a little bit more rewriting to do today and tomorrow, but we think it'll be a good package.
The news never stops.
It never.
So, well, you know, you said something a minute ago that made me want to point this out. You know, I can understand why they need to take some time and look at this, because you mentioned a quarterback who's, you know, probably 15 or 16 years old, who already has, you know, gotten a great amount of attention around the country as an athlete. But, you know, if you don't allow NIL payments until they're 18, he's still got 2 years to go. And is there another state who's going to allow those payments at a younger age, or are there going to be circumstances where those payments can be made at younger ages with parental permission? So there are a lot of details to work through.
No doubt.
So it makes sense that you'd want to take a hard look at it to make sure you've gotten input from everyone who's going to be affected, including those parents and the players who stand to gain from this sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you're a player, you want to grab it while you can. I understand that. Who wouldn't want to do that? But they need to get this right.
Yeah,
you know, they need to get it right. And too often, you know, we jump in and just you know throw it out there, and then we come back and we regret it. You know, and say, well, I wish we'd have done this. Well, this gives them an opportunity to sit back and look at it from all sides.
Yeah. So, Leland, any final thoughts before we move on?
No, you know, the stories, I think, will all be very interesting. I hope they're clear to understand, because like we've been talking about, there are a lot of moving parts to this, a lot. And the fact that they're wanting to move, and I don't want to say slowly, the one word that Lance Taylor mentioned a lot was cautiously.
Yeah.
Because since there are already 22 or 27 somewhere, about half the states in the United States have these things in place, they want to go back to those states after they've been in place a little while and say, hey, what were the troubles you encountered? What did you do to fix them? How would you do it differently? I mean, any time that I've done something of any significance, I've tried to search out people who have already done it and say, hey, you did this a couple of years ago. What would you do different this time around? And things like that. That just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that package of stories. It'll be in this weekend's editions of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the River Valley Democrat Gazette, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We're grateful to Leland and our partners in Little Rock who worked with us on it, and I think our readers will find it very interesting. My guest today, Chip Souza, sports editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thanks for being here, Chip.
Yes, sir.
And also Leland Barkley, the statewide renowned expert on high school sports, everything about high school sports. Leland, thanks, and correspondent for the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Leland, thanks for being here.
He likes to be called Grand Poobah, by the way.
Grand Poobah. Okay, I'll remember that. We're not making that part of your byline, Leland. Sorry. So.
No, that's too long.
Yeah, okay. Leland, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thanks for asking.
All right. In addition to our NIL package, we've got lots of other terrific content coming your way this weekend in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Some Fayetteville residents are concerned that the problem of trash and debris left along the city's trails, often associated with homeless camps, is worse than ever. Stacy Ryburn asks city leaders what can be done about it. Tom Sissom and Mike Jones will round up all the items that will appear on the May 9th election ballot, from school board races to bond issues. Washington County Justices of the Peace will consider making grants of American Rescue Plan dollars to 11 nonprofit agencies on May 1st. Tom Sissom will fill in the details. A long-awaited new park in southwest Bentonville is set to open on May 13th. Mike Jones tells us more. Tracy Neal takes a look at how local law enforcement agencies handle reports of runaway children. How many of these cases are resolved with good outcomes, and how many are connected to human trafficking? In the River Valley, Monica Brick has the story of Fairview Elementary, which joined two other Fort Smith schools in achieving Level 1 certification from Marzano's High Reliability Schools Index. Monica will also tell us about the imminent closing of Newton's Jewelers in Fort Smith, a business founded in 1914. Thomas Cicente will tell us what the city of Greenwood has in mind to ban heavy truck traffic on Center Street. All of this and much, much more will be available to subscribers this weekend at our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, and on our tablet and smartphone apps. Don't forget that our podcast listeners who aren't subscribers get a special deal for signing up. Check out the details at nwaonline.com/podcast23. You'll be glad you did. Again, that's nwaonline.com/podcast23. You can also call us at 479-684-5509. That number again is 479-684-5509. And be sure to say you're a podcast listener. The Know the News podcast comes to you every Friday, where you get your podcasts. It's brought to you by the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Newsroom. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. This is your host, Rusty Turner, telling you we'll be back next Friday with a new episode of the Know the News podcast. And until then, so long.